Cavs to the other end. Mobley left of the circle. Mobley against Turner. Mobley comes around a Strus screen and pummeled it home. Mobley on the handoff to Strus. Strus left of the lane. Bounced to Mobley. Up. Good off the glass.
That's the combination, Tim. Strus to Mobley or Mobley to Strus. That two-man action has been unstoppable in the second half.
It is time to talk Cavaliers basketball with the voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Tim, it's good to see the new guys getting along with the old guys, right? Building a chemistry already.
Hello? Oh,
hello? Are you there?
Can you... There we go.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I heard an echo on this Halloween, but I'm here. Did you hear the clips that I played at all or not? Did you not hear those?
No, I did not, Bruce. But
I still hear the echo.
Well, that's going to have
very Halloweeny.
Yeah, I can hear that too. But we'll get through with it this morning on this Halloween. I was mentioning best about Mobley and Strus. Got the new guy coming in, and he's getting comfortable with the big man there.
Oh, very true. That's absolutely true. And it's interesting because Max Strus came from Miami, where he had a real nice chemistry with Bam Adebayo. They're outstanding centers. So when Max got here, he and Evan Mobley watched film of Max and Bam down in Miami and are trying to do some of the same things. Now, Evan's a different player than Bam Adebayo, but the same concepts that Max and Bam used in Miami. And boy, three games, it's a very small sample size, but they really seem to be forming a nice dynamic relationship out there on the floor.
Well, Evan's waiting for his friends to come back. Garland, Mitchell, Allen, what's the status on them? What can we expect? What do you know? What can you say for that?
Yeah, well, for tonight, unfortunately, still no Jared Allen, no Darius Garland. They continue to nurse their respective injuries. Jared with that bone bruise in his ankle and Darius Garland with that hamstring strain. Again, the guys are working out, so it doesn't appear as though it's going to be a long-term type of thing. Cavs just kind of proceeding with caution here. Donovan Mitchell is listed as questionable for tonight. He was able to practice yesterday, so I'm sure they just wanted to see how he would respond after practice.
Tim, what do players think about these back-to-backs in which you play like a home game and then in the other team's arena the next night?
Yeah, that's a rare thing, Craig. I haven't been through too many of these that I can recall. Now, I'm only in my fifth year now, but it's a strange thing because you've got to literally shoot right to the airport and get probably an 11:30 flight, I'm going to say, when we head to New York. So I can't imagine the players like it too much. Now, they won't have a shoot around tomorrow, so they'll sleep in somewhat, but they're going to want to get them up and get them activated, as they say. But it is a strange occurrence. I don't remember too many of these. But players in general aren't fans of back-to-backs.
Maybe the schedule makers just saw the month of October, then turned the page in November and started with the Knicks and didn't realize that they were the next day after that. Let's talk about the Cavs' home. What's the home court advantage? When are we going to start getting it?
Well, again, injuries play a part in that. It's funny, you lose two over the weekend at home and you have real different feelings about each loss. The setback on Friday night to Oklahoma City, you walk out thinking, man, they had a 10-point lead late. It's tough to see that one get away. You're disappointed. Then they lose Saturday night to Indiana without Garland, without Mitchell, without Allen, without Ty Jerome. But you walk out going, wow, they gave a great effort. I mean, to be down four guys and hang in there as long as they can, that was a great effort. So it was two losses, but two feelings that were completely opposite as you walked out of the arena. But again, injuries just played a part there. When this team is fully healthy and they have their full complement of players, they're going to be just fine, and they'll defend that home floor.
Yes, whenever that might be, I know that Coach JB's waiting to have that, but of course he has the players that are available. How are we going to match up against the Knicks tonight, do you see?
Well, it's interesting. Of course, we all remember back in April when these two teams met, and basically, guys, it's the same Knick team. They didn't make any big offseason moves or acquisitions like the Cavs did with Strus and Niang and Ty Jerome, the aforementioned. The Knicks pretty much stood pat. The only guy that they traded was Obi Toppin. We saw him with the Pacers on Saturday night, and they brought in a veteran guard in Dante DiVincenzo, who's been around the league. Aside from that, it's the same team that took the Cavs out in five. So tough, defensive-minded team. They've got a great player in Jalen Brunson and an outstanding player in Julius Randle. But I'm sure this one tonight could get a little interesting. The Cavs have, to a man, said that loss to the Knicks really fueled them and motivated them during the offseason. So you can't always play with revenge on your mind, but it's still fresh in the Cavs' minds. I will say that.
Well, it'll be a fun night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on this Halloween. What kind of costume do you expect in the arena tonight?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a Halloween spooktacular. No, it's going to be interesting, no doubt about that. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'm sure people are going to dress up. I don't have anything special in mind. I'm scary looking enough as it is, so.
Maybe some Anderson Varejao throwback wigs.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think Bruce still has his in the WEOL closet, doesn't he?
That was not a Varejao wig. That was Ben. Was it Ben?
Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace.
Yeah.
It was a Ben Wallace wig.
Bruce looks good in that.
Yeah, right.
Fits him to a T.
Yeah, that's what I have here as well. By the way, you're talking to somebody wearing a cape and devil ears this morning, Tim. I just thought I'd give you a little. I know it's radio. You can't see it. And
it'll be up on our Facebook page later.
I don't know. There's a lot of great things. And I don't know what the ball players do. I know Myles Garrett on the Browns always dressed up for Halloween and did some crazy things like that.
Isaac Okoro is the Cavs guy.
Oh, is he really?
He'll get on a team bus on Halloween games, and you don't know it's him. And it's hilarious. And you don't picture that from a guy like Isaac Okoro because he's pretty quiet. But, right. Oh, yeah, the one year he was the mummy, it was hilarious.
Wow. Well, we hope for a lot to have good work tonight with the Cavs and the Knicks, and again, another game against them tomorrow. Tim, we'll talk with you again next week. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Tim Alcorn joining us talking Cavaliers basketball this morning. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center.
Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie, because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and Northridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.